Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hi, my name's Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Mankind change is the only solution to solve the problems of the world. We need a spiritual revolution. Conscious guidance based on inner will. Pure, not influenced by politics or a mission to kill. Invisible sea of purity, goodness, the high grey wind of natural and supernatural power is not in the second, the minute, or the hour, but existing life before, here, and after. Life is of living with unity and laughter. Slaves of their own egotism, insecure, lonely, and deprived of real vision of the relaxed life of harmony, of unity. One community, instead a world of division and a world full of hatred, one nuclear explosion and the planet gets fainted. So we need to wake up and eradicate greed. Join resources together and partake of the we. Stress to the max. Everyone working just to pay tax, to pay for the weapons, the bombs, and the oil. When all that's really needed is one seat on the soil, the seat of equality, of justice and peace. Awareness, then life is a breeze, so the next generation can forget about violence. No threats of war now, the streets they are silent, except for the music, the birds and the laughter, because human with a spirit live on ever after. From the very beginning we all talk to the drum, and this is the vision of the world to come.
All right, right, right. That was a nice poem. And you know, as usual, you know, this type of music that I've been mentioning for quite a while, this type of music, what it does is like represents Pachamama, you know, Mother Earth, and humans. And I know for me right now, for the whole world, in fact, you know, should be one of our priorities, you know, to look after our Mother Earth, you know, because without we're not here. Without oxygen, we're not here. And what's happening right now, for example, you know, in the Amazon, in the rainforest, you know, they've been cut down, the trees have been cut down. And the more demolition of the Amazon and nature humans do, the least oxygen, the least life that we have, you know, because then without the oxygen, without the greenery, the beautiful environment that nature has got for us, that will provide us with health. You know, health is all to do with health, and we are surviving now a period in which there's a lot of things going on in the air. You know, people catching this, catching that. Now, I read this morning an article that says that this is second wave or third, I don't know, wave of COVID coming along, you know, and trying to scare the whole population of, you know, about having to have vaccinations again and go through the same process again as we did a few years back, and trying to control us all, you know, on purpose they do this. If it does happen, if it is real, for real, I've got friends, you know, actually went through a really bad period, you know, during that time. And, I do appreciate, you know, that I do appreciate, you know, looking after us, you know, in a certain way, because at the same time, they're selling us products, you know, like medicine and chemicals and stuff to keep us going. And who's making the money here is the pharmaceuticals. You know, they're making lots and lots and lots of money. And they also help create the illnesses and diseases that are catching up with us. And the more we live on this earth, you know, the more infections, the more things that we get contagious with, you know, everything comes out as contagious for this, contagious for that. And so cutting down the Amazon and killing the nature, you know, it's not helping at all. If they really do want to help us, you know, they would advise us to look after the environment, look after the jungle, look after the Amazon, look after nature, so nature can provide us with everything that we need, you know. I was watching a program last night, you know, on YouTube. It was a documentary about the Indians in Ecuador, you know. I can't remember the exact name of the tribe, you know, but I never heard of that tribe before. But these people, they live in the middle of the jungle, you know, they got no internet, no telephone, no radio, I mean, nothing, absolutely nothing. They live out of nature, you know. And reporters who actually went there to make the documentary live with them for about a month, you know, and learning about everything that they do, about their lives, you know, how they survive. How can they survive in this environment, you know, blah, blah, it's raining all the time, and, you know. But that's their life, you know, that's how they are, you know. They even, you know, they climb trees. And because the generation after generation of tree climbing, you know, to collect certain type of leaves that are on the top of the tree, not the ones in the middle or the bottom, on the top of the tree. That's how clever these people are, man, you know. They can actually get that one there, and that could be for certain symptoms, you know, that you're suffering from. And so anyway, generation after generation, you know, is the only tribe in the whole world, as far as the documentary makers found out, that they got six toes. You know, one big toe and five little toes, you know, on their feet. So they can actually grab the tree trunk, you know, and go and climb up the tree to get the, wow, man, that is excellent, you know? It's excellent because that I don't know how, see, that's nature. Nature is giving them, you know, what they need to actually survive. And, you know, the food in the jungle, and they don't look like, oh, they're starving or anything. Oh, poor people, you know, let's help them. No. They allow the documentary makers to go in there and learn about that because they are aware of the outside world, outside their world, how people react, you know, to symptoms of certain types of symptoms, you know, illnesses, you know, and diseases. They all rely on somebody else, which is the chemicals, you know, vitamins. I'm talking about medicine and all this chemical stuff that you put in your body, you know, that you can take medicine, like say, for example, I've got a headache, I'll take, paracetamol, for example, you know, I'm not saying it is. But any medication that will go to your symptom, they'll stop your symptom from occurring again and again. But it will affect somebody somewhere else in your body, you know. And this is what these people are aware of, yeah. When they were asked about, you know, how do you survive? How do you know which herb of which tree leaf you can take? You know, well, they learn with the years, and generation after generation, they started learning all this stuff because that's how you do. You know, if you don't have it right there and then, you know, you look for it, you make it. You know, it's like for example, you know, survival, that's what it's called. Sorry, that's the word I was talking for. Survival. And survival is help them to keep their tradition going. And it's great, great, great stuff. So there we are. You see, their environment is the jungle. They live in the jungle. You know, like if you look from above, you know, from the helicopter where before the documentary makers were going to land, they were saying to each other, you know, how are we going to land in there, man? It's so... You know, the jungle is no room, it's no place to land. Eventually, they found, you know, by the riverbank, you know, like some kind of like a empty space, you know, where they could land. And then they found out that through land, you can travel on land, but you know, like they do. They remember those movies about Tarzan and all that stuff. You know that they used to go like cutting with a machete, cutting bushes, you know, to get through and stuff. That's how these people they live. You know, and it's fantastic, beautiful. You see what I mean? This is what we have to you know, preserve. You know, because these people are beautiful. These people they're human beings. You know, they got their own culture. It's great. You know, I admire them so much, and it's incredible, you know, because we live on a different world. Our world is fictitious, you know. It's like, you know, we depend on drugs, we depend on all these different type of things, you know, that affect us eventually, right? So, yeah, they're well known for not having no heart situations, no lung situations, no cancer. They never heard of that, and so it doesn't happen, right? And they do produce an alcoholic drink called chicha, right, out of these fruits that they find in the forest and fermented, you know, and they get high on their little alcohol stuff, you know what I mean? And why not? They feel good. It's great. But it's all natural. There's no chemicals in it. You see what I mean? This is what I'm talking about. The environment, nature, whoever they are, creator who's up there, you know, created this world, this planet, you know, for us to enjoy. Not to kill, not to destroy, to enjoy. You know, he gave us all these things, everything that you see, everything you find in the jungle, you know, there's something, it's good for you, good for that. Good. Ask the woman from the body shop. Where do you think she started getting their products from? From the third world countries, from the jungle, from the Amazons, you know, for washing your hair naturally without destroying it, for skin, for, you know, this is what it is, you know, that she got, she took that out of the jungle, out of nature, and exploited it, and she's a millionaire now. Can you imagine if those people started having producing all these products and stuff, you know, that where they live, you know, this, you know, from their background, you know, backyard, sorry, they will be millionaires too. But they don't want to do that. Obviously, no. That's their world. So we respect that, and we should respect Pachamama. We should respect Mother Earth, because without Mother Earth, we are nothing. And everything you see, this music that I'm playing for you after 6 o'clock, I call it music for Pachamama. Pachamama is in a native language, you know, called it's Mother Earth. And it's produced with some of the sounds from the jungle, some of the, you know, the waterfalls, the wind, you know, the sound of the leaves, you know, plus the instruments that go, like, that represent the sounds of nature. So that's the beauty of this music. That's like I have to make space for this type of music, because this is what we all like it. I love it. And I know when I first played this stuff, I got a lot of messages saying, oh my God, where's that music from? Oh, you know, where can I get it from? And when we started this show, there was no Spotify, you know, and all that stuff, you know. So I could say, oh, this and that shop in town, you know, you can actually get it. Or there was a shop called, what's it called now? The Kiosk or something like that in London, which imported music from abroad, you know, from all different countries, you know, rock music, folk music, jazz, all sorts of music. And you could actually order by mail, you know, they will send it to you. Wow. And all this music that I'm playing for you, this folky music, was acquired from that company, you know. What I'm doing right now, I got it from them, right? And I'm going to play you this track, you know, this is beautiful tracks, you know. It's quite a long track, but I'm not going to play the whole thing, otherwise it will cover all the rest of the show. You don't want that, right? Meanwhile, brothers and sisters, you know, let's pray for Gaza. You know, this ceasefire is a lot of shambles, you know, it's a lot of, it's a charade, you know, by the Zionists who are in power in Israel and trying to exterminate the Palestinians, you know. They say, oh, we're moving them from one area to another. Why are you moving them? That's where they live. That's where they belong. Why are you moving them? Why? Because they want to put their territories there, their land. They want to occupy that place and they just be for made only for the Jewish community. And I'll tell you something, you know, it's a high percentage of the Jewish community who are not agreeing with the Zionists. So Zionism is like a dictatorship in Israel, you know? Like in Chile, for example, we had Pinochet, the dictatorship, yeah? With the dictatorship. But that doesn't mean that the whole country is with a dictatorship, you know? There were a lot of people unhappy with this stuff, right? And I'm sure, for sure, whoever Jewish person, whatever Jewish person went against the Zionist government, you know, that person probably is being punished too. He's being imprisoned as well. He's being fined for speaking against the government, you know, being called a traitor. Right, a traitor. No. That person's got a conscience. And he or she knows with the heart, you know, that what the Zionists are doing is just it's malice. It's brutality, abuse, you know, bullying, and it's horrible. Yeah? So, I always say, please, you know, let's pray for Palestine to survive, because the whole thing hasn't stopped. You know, they keep going bombing them, and they've killed so many people so far, you know, since they said they were going to stop, they're going to have a ceasefire. Since then, I don't know, thousands of people have been killed and everything, you know. And then you get people like saying, oh, yeah, what about the 7th of October? Hey, man, read. Go back in history a little bit, you know, when this started. Oh, yeah, they started it. That's why the Israelis are responding. No. I don't want to argue with people. I don't want to go around into arguing with people. I just go, yeah, okay, you believe whatever you want. You know, I'm tired of arguing with people, trying to not educate them, but to show them, you know, that give a little hint of the reality of this world. Here we go with a bit of more music from Children of the Sun.
Thank you.
Wow, wow, wow. Hey, José, saludos, compadre. Saludos, compadrito. He estado muy preocupado con la salud de mi compadre. Mi compadre está en el hospital y parece que ya... ¿Me entiende? Ok, compadre. ¿Quién me está escuchando? ¿De dónde? ¿De España? ¿De tú? ¿En tu jardín? Sorry, everyone. I'm talking a bit of Spanish here because my dear Spanish compadre, my hard-drinking amigo, is listening to the show. So, saludos, compadre, saludos, and greetings to everyone. And now a little bit of Rubén Rada, all these guys from Argentina. Let's listen to him. A bit different. We're going to get into that. No worries. I got a message saying, when is salsa? No worries. I'm picking, I'm choosing something for you guys out there in the salsa land of Sheffield.
De amor con mil ideas locas, juro que por momentos yo fui Juan Salvador Gaviota. Loco de amor, loco de amor, era loco de amor, loco de amor. Voy
yo le robé a su sol, si no se enoja, todo es hermoso, de amor que se me antoja. Ya no resisto más la ansiedad que me provoca el escuchar palabras de amor, pero en su boca compuse una canción de amor con mil ideas locas. Juro que por un momento yo fui Juan Salvador Gaviota. Loco de amor, 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 loco de amor voy. Decidí sin que me pida ser esclavo de su vida, gastarme mil poesías para hablarle de mi amor.
Ojalá se diera cuenta todo lo que en mí despierta y viniera por los besos que al amor.
Solo sus ojos iluminando todo, todo mi ser. Entonces comprendí que mi alma nunca iba a estar sola, chico, siempre que ella estuviese aquí, apapachándome.
Y así termino esta canción con decisión madura.
juro que nunca más la veré. Si sano mi locura, loco de amor, loco de amor.
Loco de amor, loco de amor, y nos estamos locos. Yo quiero besar tu boca, lo anhelo con ansias locas. Deseo abrir tu alma y entrar en tu manantial de grana. Tan suaves que son tus labios como plumas de un canario, tu pelo es como la espuma que brota del rosar del aire que lo toca. Porque Dios te hizo tan bella, eres una estrella, te amo demasiado, eres, quiero a mi lado, eres, púrpura de mi alma, eres, y agua de mi vida. Porque Dios te hizo tan
we'll be right back.
Amigos, it's 10 minutes before I end the show, and what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the last 10 minutes of some music to dedicate it to my ancestors from, Spanish travelers who actually turned up in Chile, in the north of Chile. They settled down, and this is the music that my grandma used to listen to all the time. So this is a tribute to my family who are getting on like I am too, you know. And I'm looking forward to going there pretty soon if I can make it, because this June I've got another test, another examination at the hospital. And this time, definitely, they will let me know whether I can actually fly or not, okay? So if I can fly, because it's about 11, 12, even 13 hours, you know, to get there. So, I need permission from the doctor. Otherwise, you know, if something happens, they're not responsible. Anyway, amigos, thank you very much for listening to the radio. Show, as you just said. And Dan, I'll see you soon, compadre. Okay, amigo. And José, saludos a tu familia y para ti también. And Steffi, you're listening to the show. If you manage to listen to the show, also lots of love. And love one another, guys. And free Palestine. We'll be right back.
dice el periódico que ha muerto una mujer que conocí, que ha perdido en su campo el Atleti y que ha amanecido nevando en París,
que han pillado un alijo de coca, capistis y acuario les toca el vinagre y la hiel,
que aprobó el Parlamento Europeo una ley a favor de abolir el deseo,
que falló la vacuna anticida,
un golpe de estado ha triunfado en la luna y movidas así.
Pero nada decía la prensa de hoy de esta sucia pasión, de este lunes marrón, de los senos sabor a tu bata, de ron de tu piel,
del olor a colonia barata, del amanecer.
Hoy amor, como siempre,
el diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti,
ni de mí. Hoy amor igual que ayer, como siempre,
el diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti, el diario no hablaba de ti,
ni de mí. Hoy dijo la radio que han hallado muerto al niño que yo fui,
que han pagado un pasote de peras por una acuarela falsa de Dalí,
que ha caído la bolsa en el cielo,
que sigue las putas en huelga al celo Moscú,
que subió la marea, que fusilan mañana a Jesús de Judea,
que creció el agujero de ozono,
el hombre de hoy es el padre del mono del año 3000.
Pero nada decía el programa de hoy